For the most fragile babies, there's one thing that's almost guaranteed to boost their chances of survival: breast milk. And that's the focus of a new nonprofit in Nashville that wants to make it easier for these infants to get breast milk, specifically when their mothers can't produce enough. Their goal is to open a breast milk bank, similar to a blood bank, that would store and distribute donations from other moms. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story.
Down to your skivvies.
It's diaper changing time for Ruby Martin. She's 11 weeks old and does not seem thrilled about being pried out of her onesie.
She's only worn clothes for 3 days now.
I know, Peanut. I know it's no fun.
You're free.
This is the kind of parenting task that Jamie and Sam Martin were expecting. They were not expecting to do this in a neonatal intensive care unit at St. Thomas Midtown, surrounded by machines that seem to beep ominously whenever Ruby moves too much. But then again, very little has gone according to plan. First, there were miscarriages.
I've had a pregnancy app on my phone and deleted it 3 times.
Then there was an arduous process of in vitro fertilization, which worked. But Jamie went into labor much too early, around 24 weeks.
The whole goal was to keep her in as long as possible. Every hour at that point was imperative to her lungs forming and her heart working.
Ruby was born 3.5 months early.
She had very red, almost like gelatinous skin, and really, really tiny. His wedding ring went around her arm.
Her weight? 1 pound, 9 ounces. She was placed in essentially an incubator where Jamie wasn't allowed to even touch her. That was hard enough. On top of that, Jamie couldn't produce breast milk. This was not entirely a surprise.
I had a breast reduction when I was about 23, and I'm 37, so that was 2003. And back then, the science kind of, for lack of a better term, they had to take everything apart. And the likelihood of you being able to breastfeed, as they told me at 23, was going to be highly unlikely.
And she thought, no problem. If she had a baby one day, she'd just put the baby on formula. But now that she has a tiny preterm infant, that's become an issue. Because babies of Ruby's size are at a high risk of a debilitating gut disease called necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC.
NEC is the bane of our existence here in the NICU.
Joanne Romano-Keeler is a private neonatologist who works at St. Thomas Midtown, and she previously researched NEC for 6 years at Vanderbilt.
And in all of the years of research that's been done, including some of the research that I've done myself, the only protective factor that we've discovered for NEC is breast milk.
This is especially relevant in Tennessee, which has one of the highest rates of preterm births in the country. And Romano-Keeler has seen the consequences firsthand. Her team ran out of breast milk for one baby they were working with, and they couldn't reach the mom to get more.
So we initiated formula feeding, and over the next 24 hours, the baby developed NEC, and it was a devastating infection, and that baby died.
That experience shook her. She's now become part of a campaign to open a breast milk bank in the state. This is a nonprofit that would take donations from mothers who overproduce. The milk would then be pasteurized and sold primarily to hospitals where it could feed the neediest babies. Right now, there are banks in about half the states in the country. St. Thomas Midtown buys its donor milk from Texas. So having a local bank would decrease the turnaround time and the cost of shipping. And Marianne Perrin, who studies nutrition at the University of North Carolina Greensboro, says there's a bigger ripple effect, too.
A couple of studies now have shown that if there's a milk bank in the state, the hospitals are more likely to be using donor milk. It creates this culture where you recognize how important human milk is.
Perrin says despite all the research about the benefits of breast milk for high-risk newborns, hospitals are still reluctant to pay for it because it's not cheap. It's around $4 per ounce.
We think of it as a food primarily, but in this population of really sick infants, it is a medicine.
Having a bank in-state changes the mindset. Mothers are more likely to donate, talk to their friends about it, and ask their hospitals to provide more donor breast milk if they can't produce it themselves. That's what happened with Ruby Martin. St. Thomas cuts off donor breast milk for babies in the NICU at a certain number of weeks because they don't have enough to go around. Ruby's dad, Sam, said he considered buying more out of pocket, even though they had large medical expenses looming. But they implored their doctor to give them extra.
She said, okay, we'll go ahead and support Ruby for an extra couple weeks to get through this high percentage NEC possibility.
You're getting hungry.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, it's about that time.
Ruby did finally transition to formula when she was 9 weeks old. And to her mother Jamie's relief, she stayed healthy. No digestive problems here.
The other day she pooped and it went all over me. And I was so happy because it's like one of the first normal things.
Jamie says for the sake of future mothers, she hopes donor breast milk will become more prevalent. It would be one less concern during an incredibly stressful time. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.